All right. Remember yesterday we were talking about Rolling Stone picked 1984 as the year for best pop songs?
Yeah.
We were talking about Prince?
Yeah.
This petition is now on the WhiteHouse.gov website.
Okay.
A listener did this.
Oh, boy.
The Star-Spangled Banner is a tried-and-true piece that greatly embodies the spirit and determination of our young country during the War of 1812. Mm-hmm. However, with any true society, some items and traditions change and evolve over time. As such, it is time that our country take the next step and move our inspiring and patriotic encouragement of the national anthem to more modern and just as encouraging anthem and a song with such drive.
No.
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 We would like to change the national anthem to Prince's Pussy Control.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, when you first heard that, I was like, no, he didn't.
All they need is another 99,996 signatures.
I believe that may get some traction.
I think I posted it on Facebook. I went ahead and signed it.
Good.
I think I posted it on Facebook, because there's a link on the WhiteHouse.gov site.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to post this on Facebook, I clicked on it. I don't know if anything happened. But I printed that out like 10 minutes ago. So okay. It still only has 4 signatures.
Give it time. Again, I feel that this may take off a bit.
Initially, I saw it and I went, thank God he didn't mention me.
You know, it was your idea, though, so it would make sense if he attributed it to you.
I was being a card. See, I just said we should make that our national anthem.
The problem is when you say something, you know, in jest, some people take it seriously. You say something for a laugh, others see
I don't think this guy's serious about changing the national anthem, Pussy Control.
I think he's serious about wanting to get a response from the White House on it.
I don't even know how the song goes. I'm trying to think if that would be easier to sing than the national anthem.
I don't know. Usually when I hear that song, I'm not sober.
The lyrics. Really? Any more pop-ups? This is... Flo, is this it? This is your captain with no name speaking?
Yep. That's it.
I had no clue what the lyrics were.
Yeah,
I've heard the song. I just know the hook line.
Yeah. But just starts out talking, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Just attention, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
In a piece of your ear.
When does it break off into the song?
It's probably about a minute in.
That far?
Into the hook.
So what if my sisters are trifling? They just don't know. She said some mama didn't tell them what she told me.
Yeah, bam.
You need that thing under control.
I bet you do. I like how you point.
Yeah, I didn't want to. As long as we make no sexual references, it's all right.
Right.
I don't want any piece of that.
Simply title of a song.
Hey, Everett.
What's up? I missed the backstory.
We were just out of the top 100 songs that Rolling Stone picked.
Okay,
as the greatest pop, they picked 1984 as the greatest pop year.
Okay,
3 of them were Prince's.
Yes, all in the top 10.
Wow. Okay,
Pussy Control wasn't
conspicuously absent.
Actually, I think that song came out a couple of years after 84.
I was kidding. I didn't expect it to. I don't even know if it get. Did it get any airplay?
I don't think so. That was really just a club hit.
I don't know how I know it then.
I know how I know it. That's strip clubs.
Oh.
Because, I never heard it on the radio.
What, do they play that, like, for the daily announcements?
Pretty much.
Like at school?
Yeah. You stand up, do the pledge.
Yeah, I don't even recall there being any sort of edit or clean version of that ever put out.
Because I think the only places I heard it would have been on cassette that someone had somewhere. It's probably one of my older sister's friends. And then, yeah, as you get older, then you hear it in the topless club. Usually about once every hour.
How do you find particular petitions on whitehouse.gov?
I think the most popular ones or the most active ones tend to be on the front section of the petition section of the White House website. Others, then you just have to search for, like on keywords.
Is that right? The website whitehouse.gov?
Yeah.
Okay, take the pledge. I don't know what that is. White House. Inside the White House. Mobile apps. I don't know where it is. You have any idea, Amber?
I have no idea.
Thank you for being so patriotic.
Well, you don't know either.
Well, at least I signed it when I knew what the link was.
Yeah, when you had it right there in front of you.
Nah, screw it. I'll look it up later. All right, Everett, what's your take on, since you're a baseball fan, Mr. Washington?
I don't think cheating on your wife's a reason to quit your job.
How do you know that's what it was?
Well, that's essentially what he said. He said he wasn't true to his wife.
We went through all the, or as many scenarios as we could think of yesterday. Maybe he's had a gambling problem or he lost a lot of money. He never said anything. The word infidelity never came up.
No, but I think when you say you haven't been true to your wife, that has a specific meaning. That's sort of like saying someone passed away. You're not actually saying they died, but everybody pretty well knows they're dead.
Wasn't as cryptic as the press conference they had a couple of weeks ago.
No.
Where they just said he quit. Didn't have anything to do with drugs, and I think that was about it.
Right.
And then Washington alludes to stuff, but never says, here's what I did. Did you hear the press conference?
No. I read about it.
Let me pull up one part, see if any of this makes sense to you. Where he's talking about, it sounded like it was going to be connected to whatever the problem was somehow. But then it wasn't. He was talking about when he went to Mexico when he was 23.
Yeah.
Did I keep it? Yeah. Hold on.
Type of things that my wife always say to me. After 42 years, I broke her trust. I'm here today to own that mistake and to apologize to her and to those I disappointed. You know, when I was 22 years old, I went to Mexico. A lot of things started making sense to me about the game of baseball. I began to figure it out. I was able to see things that maybe other people weren't able to see. And I remember calling my wife and letting her know that I feel like I have arrived and I had figured this game out. And in reality, you really never figure the game out. But I did tell her to quit her job. It was a really proud moment for me. And it's something that I'll always remember. And she's always stood by. Today, I'm at a very low time in my life.
Any idea what the tie-in is?
I can't imagine other than...
Because initially, you think, all right, he went to Mexico and did something there.
Right.
But that wouldn't be right because he said after 42 years.
Well, he said something to the effect that he asked his wife to quit her job. And now he's quitting his job. And so there's, I guess, some sort of tie in there, maybe. Because he asked her to quit his job for some reason. Now she's asking him to quit his and he's... Obliging.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Very insightful. Counselor.
That's, thanks.
I don't know unless he says anything or his wife does. I don't know if he'll ever know.
No.
And let's say it was infidelity and possibly they get divorced and that'll be public record.
Yeah, but you know, that's even more strange in light of what one of the coaches said when all of this initially came to light. I think it was Gary Pettis that said something like, yeah, I just hope he gets back on his feet soon. What's happened is terrible. I mean, and I forget his exact verbiage, but he alluded to the fact that there was some sort of health problem, or at least that was what I gleaned from what he said.
Everyone did, from based on what he had said. So now that's just left out there, just kind of dangling. So,
right.
And he and Wash are good friends, and so you'd expect that they would have spoken directly. Maybe they hadn't on this particular thing, and he just heard a rumor, and that was what he said to a reporter.
Or maybe that was a red herring that he threw out to get people off the trail of what this is really about.
That makes a lot of sense to me with Russ's theory of why Wash quit.
Which is what?
Some sort of gambling problem.
Oh. I just... We can speculate, and I'm sure that the sports stations are still doing it. We've spent enough time. Because you can, unless Ron Washington calls in, we're never going to know if we're right.
Yeah. And as far as the gambling thing, I contend that if, especially in Major League Baseball, if you're doing it, it will come out.
Oh, yeah, and it's obviously going to be a league issue at that point.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that's the deal. Maybe it is about to become a league issue, or was about to become a league issue, and he knew it, and the only way to avoid that scandal was to resign.
I guess we are going to keep speculating.
No, we're done. Huh? We're done.
Okay.
Or.
Ah.
No, that was it. I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Aliens.
What?
Just throwing out random crap.
Maybe he opened up the Weekly World News and went, that's my kid.
He's at Kroger trying to cover up the magazines. Like, no, baby, don't look at this.
How long has my kid been in the Weekly World News? That's crazy.
Oh, mama gonna find out. I can't deny this.
Okay. Did you pull any audio? It's really useless. Goodell today?
I did. I pulled a snippet. It's about 2 minutes. I just started rolling, and then I got what seemed to be a decent little chunk. I forget what cut it is. I want to say it's like 8 or 9.
Yep, got it.
Roger, Peter King.
Yep, Peter.
Do you still believe that, to the best of your knowledge, that no one in the NFL office has seen the Ray Rice video before it surfaced on TMZ?
Yes.
Okay, and secondly, do you believe that right now you have the...
I'm trying to think if he answered that.
He did. Do you believe that no one in the league, and he said yes.
All right.
Full support of all 32 owners.
I'll back this up.
Okay. And secondly, do you believe that right now you have the full support of all 32 owners in the NFL backing you in what you're doing right now?
Peter, I believe I have the support of the owners. That has been clear to me. They obviously expect...
Why would he not have support from all the owners of saying domestic abuse is bad, child abuse is bad?
Because his handling of the situation, they could come back at him and say, you should have done it right the first time, get the F out.
Oh.
And because you didn't handle it right the first time, now we're mired in all this, you know, muck.
I believe I have the support of the owners. That has been clear to me. They obviously expect us to do a better job. And as I said to several, I don't like to let down anybody, Peter. Myself, starts with myself. I hold myself to the highest possible standards. So when I make a mistake or I don't get something right, it bothers me more than anybody. I think the owners have seen that in me. I think they know that we have always tried to do the right thing.
Has he?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I don't know anything about his administration. So
part of his administration has been, since he took over, he's been one of enforcer as far as the league rules and doling out punishment for players for various violations of, you know, policy. And the other is cracking down on teams and they're doing something that they're not supposed to, like the Bounty Gate thing that happened with the New Orleans Saints. That right now is one of the biggest things hanging around his neck when it comes to the players.
Did he know about that?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't know about it ahead of time.
No. But when it came to light that there was this bounty thing going on with New Orleans, the NFL, as part of its investigation, collected over 18,000 documents related to it. So if you were suspended as a member of the Saints, whether you were the coach out for the year or players, you find it hard to believe that the NFL couldn't get their hands on one video involving one player, one incident, and one hotel.
Well, especially when they had the video from outside the elevator.
Right.
Yeah, we talked about that. Because it's not like it was video from two different casino.
Yeah, casino.
Two different casinos. It was security footage all on one server at one place.
Right.
And if they had exterior video, why wouldn't you at least ask?
And
yeah.
You guys got anything inside?
The NFL said they went through their normal process of asking law enforcement for whatever evidence they have, they would like copies of it. And that didn't happen.
Did they get the original video, the one from outside the elevator, from the casino, though?
I don't recall.
Because I don't think law enforcement gave them anything. And in fact, that was their sort of default response, was we asked law enforcement for the video, didn't get it, TMZ got it from the casino, and we just failed to request it from the casino.
Right.
But why would that, I guess my point is, why would they request the video, if they didn't get it from law enforcement, why would they request the video from outside the elevator and not from inside?
And that's a question a lot of people are asking. In essence,
now why is it TMZ asked better?
Yeah.
I think the video to TMZ was a leak.
Yeah.
Well, but the casino said if the NFL had asked for it, they would have given it to them.
Oh, then there's, I don't know if there's going to continue to be an investigation, but obviously there's a hole someplace.
Well, and that's actually part of the investigation. Goodell mentioned it in his press conference.
Let me play the rest of this. We got a break. Okay.
Mistakes happen, and I'm sorry for that. And we're going to get this right. And that's what they know.
Roger, Barry Wilner from APO here, Roger.
Yeah, Barry.
You've announced a new personal conduct committee. What will your role be with that? And are you reducing your role or your power in these kind of cases by having that committee?
Well,
that's what I'd do.
Back away?
Just let somebody that maybe is better educated, has some type of knowledge of domestic abuse, everything that goes along with it. If, you know, what the level of, what's the word, recidivism?
Yeah.
And that way you can take their advice. It's like having a advisors to the president.
Sure.
Take their word and go, hey, this is what they told me, so that's what I did.
Right.
So if they didn't get around, it wasn't, you
know. That's right. It's a room full of those idiots. Not
I think
me.
The personal conduct committee, and we'll have to develop it further and who might serve on it, whether we'll have outside expertise that will join that, is really about what are the standards? What's the conduct we want in the NFL? How do we want to represent ourselves? What's important to us as a league?
Yeah, you're going to lose a lot of players.
That's why you read between the lines. That's why the conduct policy has to be very carefully worded, because you can't make it a blanket thing, because all of a sudden, as you said, Russ, we got no players.
Well,
I guess I have to go back on the roster.
You will. We go from a 53-man roster to three.
But I'm not traveling with Rafael Septien anymore.
You may have to.
Tired of him being in the next room and banging on the door or wall. Drill a hole and stick his weenie through it. Mm-hmm.
Sucky.
I'm really tired.
I know Kim Paul, you know sucky.
And what did Landry tell you to do when Rafi did that?
Suck it.
That's right.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Straight up 4 o'clock. This is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by LogMeIn.com. Let's start off in Dallas. Northbound I-35 right at Highline Drive. Got an accident there blocking the four right lanes. That has traffic completely stopped back from the Mixmaster. This one has a back. This one involves a car on fire, so that has backed up onto Woodall Rogers as well. Also in Dallas, southbound 75 right at Elm Street. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from the Lovers. Still in Dallas, westbound Woodall Rogers right at St. Paul. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there's jacked up back from 75. In Lake Dallas, northbound I-35 right at Lake Dallas Drive. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Round Grove Road. And finally, in Fort Worth, westbound 183, just before Eamon Carter, got an accident blocking the center lane. That one has you backed up back from the bush. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Sorry, fell asleep.
Eagle weather brought to us by In-N-Out Burger. Tonight, partly cloudy, 73. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain, high of 92. Right now, 89 at 97.1 The Eagle.
I can take a like a Spartan.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Get back, mom. You don't know me like that.
Get back, mom. You don't know me like that.
Woo! All right, let me run. There's only like three or four left. Let me run these past you, Everett.
All right.
All right. You had to do one of them. Keanu Reeves or Christopher Reeve?
Oh, Christopher Reeve.
Why?
Well, because we could just act like he's doing it.
You just tell him you're doing it?
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't know.
You're having fun.
You're really enjoying this.
I am. It's fantastic. Terrific.
It's really terrific.
Shoot that Superman out of my face.
Sex with Wilfred Brimley or Willard Scott?
Oh, Wilfred Brimley, absolutely.
Why?
Well, it goes back to my Colonel Sanders rationale. It's promise of food afterwards.
Willard Scott, you know you're going to get lube.
Yeah,
unless,
but...
Unless you don't want to get butt smuckered.
See, that didn't sound that terrible. I mean, it starts out bad, but it ends like, well.
Yeah, but, you know, oatmeal will carry you through to lunch.
Okay. Let's see. But actually, I'll give you the quick backstory. Dan did a story. It was yesterday, right? No, it was the day before.
2 days ago, yeah.
Because we milked this for a couple of days. Daryl Hannah, it's in the news now that she's dating Neil Young.
Right.
You know who that is?
Oh, of course I know who that is.
Have you seen a recent picture of Neil Young?
Yes.
Guess how old he is?
92.
And that's not an exaggeration.
No, he was big in the 60s. Right?
Well, I'm just talking about the way he looks.
Oh yeah, 92.
How old is he, Dan?
68.
Ooh. How old was he when he was born? 12?
That's
unbelievable. I mean, really, because he. When did all that stuff come out that he did?
I think that's Bob Dylan.
Yeah, but the late. Neil, he did all that stuff in the 60s. Crosby. Well, I guess
it was
the
with
70s.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and then they added him and it became. And Young.
Maybe that was 70s, I guess. Okay.
But I don't. What did he do on his own?
The rockin' song.
Agent in the free world, whatever it was.
Yeah, Asian in the free world. Is that what you said?
Not Asian, aging.
The rockin' in the free world. And he did a song called Old Man.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
Old Man.
That close?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. I asked you that. Get a hand job from Freddy Krueger or Edward Scissorhands?
Whew. I'd have to go Freddy Krueger.
Why?
I don't, is it scissors for hands?
Freddy Krueger?
I know. It's not an easy choice.
That's why we picked it.
Yeah, and also, too, Freddy, as long as you didn't fall asleep, I think you'd be okay.
With Krueger?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I think the idea that the situation is going to happen regardless. You just have to choose the lesser of two evils.
I like how incredulous y'all are. I can't believe you picked Freddy Krueger.
Well, you picked the wrong band earlier.
Yeah, really.
And Scissorhands, he's clumsy.
Yeah, that's right. Who knows what'll happen?
But Scissorhands was more compassionate. He tried not to. I know he killed Vincent Price.
He was excited. That was Vincent Price's fault for getting him too excited.
Well,
yeah, that's the other thing.
Really, it was. That was not Edward's fault.
Well, what if I got Edward Scissorhands too excited?
Well, you might get a nice pubic topiary.
Yeah, I mean, with Freddy, you're dead. after Edward.
Free haircuts?
Yeah.
Kenzie, do you want to pick one?
Scissorhands.
You're just trying to go with the crowd.
No, I'm not. Not only is it Johnny Depp.
You know, this doesn't really work. Well, it sort of works with her, but these are all guys. That was the whole reason for this.
Not Kruger. But, he's mean.
Okay. Mean ones are good in bed.
Yeah, but...
Isn't that right, Everett?
That's too mean.
If anyone should know...
See, totally worth doing this again.
All right, a couple of more. The Tasmanian Devil or Valerie?
I thought I got two choices.
Okay, I think that's all of them. Oh, the one we finished with yesterday, Ginger or Marianne? Yeah, that's what we said.
It's amazing how quickly you get lulled into that thinking. He's like, ugh.
I like the way that whatever his name is.
Everett. You've known him for 15 years.
Would take, it's longer than that, isn't it?
20. Yeah, close to 20.
He wanted the whole state of Gary, Indiana for anal sex other than just Gary Busey.
I know, I didn't think that far out of the box. I just went with the town thinking that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You did good.
Yeah.
I think. Aunt B or Aunt Jemima?
Oh, Aunt B.
What about the food thing?
She was a wonderful cook.
But Aunt Jemima, you get pancakes.
No, you get
syrup.
You get syrup.
She's got pancake mix.
Yeah, but you got to make it yourself. Aunt B's already prepared a fine, bountiful meal for you.
So you're calling Aunt Jemima lazy.
I'm just saying the food isn't prepared. You have to make it yourself.
That's what I got out of it.
Uh-huh. That's what I think of when someone says, here, make this yourself. What are you, lazy? That's, yeah.
Well, you get the mix. You don't get pancakes with Aunt B, man. You get chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, maybe some turnip greens, fresh apple pie for dessert, all made for you. You don't get a mix and a bottle of syrup. Come on, man. You guys are out of your mind.
Why is it you think Aunt Jemima didn't want to cook for anybody? Can we turn the mics off? Mm-hmm. Actually, that one could have aired. What do you think? I'm from West Texas. East Texas. All right. You got any more audio before we do news?
I do, actually.
All right.
Do you want something good to actually come out of the NFL?
Okay. I thought you meant good content.
No.
To break this up.
No.
All right.
But there's actually been some good news to come out of the NFL, and it's just nice to remind you that it's not all bad in the NFL. That is cut number 5, an offensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers named Chris Komiatu had to retire after the 2011 season because of a kidney disorder. His older brother, Make, played for the Baltimore Ravens. After the 2012 season, when he found out his brother needed a transplant, he retired early too to give him his.
When we found out that he needed a kidney transplant, we had to stop our careers. He had to stop his. I had to stop mine, you know, because his health was most important to us.
From the first time the doctors that I would have to do a kidney transplant, he kind of stepped up and said that he...
You know, the sad thing about this is it's going to be overshadowed by everything else going on in the NFL.
And that's why I wanted to pull it out, just to be like, as a quick reminder, the NFL is not all trash. There's a lot of really good people.
Transplant, he kind of stepped up and said that he was going to be the donor.
It was my responsibility to take care of my younger brothers and sisters. If my brother or any of my siblings need blood, it would be my blood. If my brother siblings needed a kidney, it would have to be my kidney.
That's a tight family because I wouldn't give anybody in my family shit. My... Anybody, they ask for a kidney, I just get something from Dickie's and mail it to them.
Well, yeah.
I just tell Nathan from Dickie's, don't cook that. Just send it to me frozen.
Mold it.
Yeah. They take that kidney and put it in the shape of a pool.
Well, part of this is...
Yeah.
In addition to just a family thing, part of this is actually...
Hang on, I think kidney. Kenzie, what?
Kidney-shaped pool. Thank you. Thank you. I'm learning.
Calm down. I got that kidney-shaped pool. Pool-shaped kidney. Man's a damn genius.
I'm surprised you didn't make a lap around the offices in the building. I got one!
Well, let me ask this. Dan brought that up. What are these two electric motorcycle scooters doing in here?
Is that to bring them up in case we want to ride them around?
Where'd you get this big blue one?
That's my roommate's kiddos. He hasn't driven them forever. So I was like, I'm taking your scooters.
Is he that big?
Yeah.
Crap.
Is it charged?
Yep.
What about the one behind Dan? That was a smaller one.
Just a smaller one, yeah. Both are fully charged.
Will that small one carry one of us?
It won't carry Alfie.
Dan, that's just mean.
Well, I tried. Just say.
Yeah. Kenzie could ride it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Do you know how to ride one?
Yeah, I used to have a bunch of different kinds of those.
The electric?
Oh, yeah.
You know what that means?
I had a motorized one once that was gasoline powered.
How fast did it go?
I think 30.
Yeah, gas ones haul ass.
Yeah.
How fast do these go?
The bigger one, I think at least goes 15.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll wait till after 5 when everybody's gone.
I'll race you.
All right. I've never ridden one. Is it that different than a motorcycle, except you're standing up?
Yeah, you just have to be careful in steering, especially the big...
Really? Are you sure?
Just, it's different.
Yeah, Russ, be careful steering.
It's not like with a car where you can just drive haphazardly.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's like having superpower steering.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll have to practice first. Well, if Kenzie's been riding one for a while.
Yeah. Well,
it's
yeah.
It's been a long time, though. And I need some practice, too.
Shut up. You don't get anything. What do you want to race for? There's got to be something at stake. I know. And you will. If you lose.
No.
I'm going to see them both.
No.
I'll show you my ass.
Nothing that has to do with sex or body parts. Look at me.
I'm thinking.
You gonna need more time? Because you're just focused on everything she just said no to.
Well, this isn't really sexual. All right, what do you want if you win?
Help me, Dan. I don't know. I want you to dress up like Batman during one show. I mean, full-blown, decked-out Batman.
You really think he... Oh, my God. That's pretty tall.
How dare you? Which Batman? 89 or 66?
89. Pick one. 66.
I've never witnessed someone so dark-hearted. She's awful.
You're a cruel bitch.
No, I'm sweet, and I think it'd be funny.
I've worn it on the air before.
There's a photo of it in a hallway out of the Star Telegram.
Okay, well then let me switch. Let me switch. I want you.
Too late. I want you to dress like Catwoman.
A red yes. woman.
I don't have a Catwoman outfit.
Go buy one.
Why don't you?
You're right. There is a costume world across the street.
That's not really what I said.
Sorry, it's my own internal translator.
I got to think of something better now.
Okay. Now I'll go with that. Have you seen the mm-hmm. thing in the hall?
Yeah, I've never seen it. I thought it'd be cool. It'd be funny.
It's an exact replica. It's not one of those things that you buy at Target. Oh, look. It's a muscle.
Wait a second.
I'm Batman. What?
I got it.
Hang on. I'm ready. Go ahead.
You have to drive me around in the Batmobile while wearing the Batman costume.
Ow, no.
I'll wear Robin.
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, we'll be so cute.
I will.
I would like to say that I am in full support of this.
Yes.
Yes, this would be delightful.
I made a promise a long time ago. I would have the Batman outfit in the Batmobile, but I would never wear it while driving the car. That's too fanatical.
Please. Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say you made a promise a long time ago to protect the citizens of Gotham.
Please. No one will know it's you.
Yeah. All right, you're on.
Are you serious?
We'll have to get you a Robin outfit.
Yes.
That, of course, is crotchless.
No.
And you're going to get the bat pole.
Oh, my God. No. No body parts.
You're going to get it in the butt.
No.
Mm-hmm. You're going to scream, holy rip ass, Batman.
Kinsey, if you're going to stay true to character.
Oh, whatever. No. No. No, no, no.
You're going to have to.
No.
Hit you with the bat wing.
This is my. This is what I get if I win.
All right. If I win, I want to fart on your chest.
Oh, my God.
Like, just fart?
Oh. Yeah.
On my chest?
Oh.
Like, right here?
No, the chest in the back.
Fully clothed.
All right, I'll change it from the chest. I'm going to fart on your belly. That way you can pull your shirt up.
Ew. And you promise that you'll take me out in the Batmobile dressed as Batman?
Yes.
Okay, deal.
Okay. I don't promise to stop at a fart.
Your pants have to stay up.
Hey, you made the bet as fart. Anything that happens after that is cheddar.
That's not fair.
Bonus.
Bonus.
Mm-hmm. Wait, mm-hmm. Pants up.
Okay.
Okay.
Like I can't cut the back out.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what'd they talk about on that Russ Martin show you listened to today? The host wants to on some chick in there that's stupid. All right. You know, it's Friday. Everybody's cleared out, except for promotion staff. For whatever reason, they're the only one with work ethic up here.
Mm-hmm.
Don Davis, I think, schleps off to his forest around 4 o'clock.
He wants to beat traffic.
How many Yetis you think they're on the road?
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:32, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's start off in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Highline. Look at that accident there blocking the 4 right lanes. Traffic has now completely stopped back from Ewing Avenue. Traffic there is about a 45-minute delay through that, and traffic is also backed up onto Woodall Rogers back from 75. Also in Dallas, southbound 75 just before Walnut Hill, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from the High 5. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Kingsley, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Skillman. Moving into Fort Worth, westbound 183 just before Amon Carter, got an accident there. It's on the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Irving Boulevard. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Meacham Boulevard, got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Alliance Gateway. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather. Brought to you by Lennar Homes. Tonight, partly cloudy, 73 for low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy still. Hit high around 92. Right now, it's 89 at 97.1 to Eagle.
You must be out of your damn mind.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
I don't know why I blanked out on it. I'm the one that cuts up all the bumpers.
Yeah?
I just listened and I'm going, what the song is that? Did you guys know?
I hardly ever do. I just know the tune. I don't necessarily know who did it or what it's called.
Well, that's a little harder if there's no vocals.
Yeah.
It's tubes. She's a beauty. What?
Is that NXS?
Yes.
Thank you, Daddy. That's my childhood. Love that song. Okay. Sorry.
Should we tell her?
Are your earphones on?
Was I wrong?
I said what it was right before you guessed NXS.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said NXS.
No, you didn't. Y'all are messing with me. I got it right. You didn't say it.
What? I tell you what. Let me
Stop
play it.
Talking to me.
Let me play it again. You tell me what NXS song it is.
You must be out of your damn mind.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
You know why you're having such a hard time?
I feel like it's for a really dumb reason.
Yeah, it's not in excess!
You made me feel like I got another thing right, and you just crushed me.
Would you rather him lead you to believe you got it right and not tell you and then other people make fun of you?
Hey, play the NXS bumper.
Who is it?
It's a band called The Tubes.
It's not.
Yes, it is. I know what song that you're thinking about, Kenzie. It kind of sounds like What You Need by NXS a little bit.
What? Thank you, Chloe.
Doesn't sound anything like What You Need.
I want to know where you were during the whole conversation where we talked about what it was.
I thought he said it sounds like there's a bunch of tubes in the song. That's what I thought he was saying. I got the TriCaster running. I got this guy talking.
What
that
kind
guy
of tubes
talking.
Did you think I was talking about?
It's like some kind of musical tubes that you play. Music tubes.
Yeah, you have them in the band, the tubes.
Those the shiny things?
Yes.
Where all the guys stand and blow into those?
Yeah, you got it. The tubes.
I didn't realize it was called the tube section.
It is.
I didn't know there was a band called the Tubes. This sounds the same.
Does not.
I know it's not the same. You know how I know that? I know this is in excess. And that's for me.
All right. What were we doing before the break?
Before the break?
Bet.
Yes. You and Kinsey's Razor scooter bet.
Okay. Well, if we're going to test them out, we're going to have to do it during this next break. After that, we're not going to have any time to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But wait, we have a problem, though, because that one's faster than that one. So
I'm heavier than you.
Okay, so I get the little one and you get the big one?
Yeah.
What if yours is faster?
You both made the bet knowing the parameters or knowing the situation.
We did say she was going to ride the little one.
Okay. I'll still win.
All right. It's your stomach. I don't care what happens.
Ugh.
I'm sorry, did you say you had more audio?
I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. We already heard the good news out of the NFL. This is also big news today. The new iPhone 6 came out, cut number 7. The first person that was able to purchase the new iPhone 6 was in Perth, Australia, and local news was there to witness the unveiling.
Okay, now this is just a normal iPhone, is it?
This is just a normal iPhone 6. Yeah, I didn't want a bigger one.
All right, we're doing the reveal. His name's Jack.
Oh! No good. What'd they do? Drop it?
Yeah. Actually, there's a video on the TV screen right now of the same thing.
Oh, on Channel 11?
Yeah.
As the crowd behind me here, they're just like, oh! But it's all good. Jack did tweet later, hey, App Store, thought I would let you know my phone passed the world-famous drop test.
Wow.
Be more careful.
I couldn't tell who dropped it, the guy that owned the phone or the news reporter?
The guy did. Because for whatever reason, he was struggling to get this to slide the box off. And when it finally did, it just bounced up and out and just right onto the concrete.
Now, was he the first one worldwide or the first one in...
I believe he was the first one worldwide.
Dumb s***.
Enjoy it again if you like.
Okay, now this is just a normal iPhone, is it?
This is just a normal iPhone 6. Yeah, I didn't want a bigger one.
All right. We're doing the reveal. His name's Jack.
Whoa! Please tell me it was a live news report.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. Now, this is Australia, so I'm pretty sure they're a little more lax as far as what can air. So,
yeah, I think you're right.
Actually, I know it is because I pulled this out of the package that this reporter did on TV. So she
and
basically
it wasn't bleeped?
Right. Because initially it went from like morning studio to her saying, here's what we saw earlier. And then it goes to that.
So it wasn't live.
They aired this live. It was a recording they aired live.
It wasn't live, but it they were live.
I understand. It was a pre-produced package, but they didn't bleep the word because the word's okay in Australia.
Right.
All right. I got it. What a maroon.
It was a good bomb that that chick let out in the back, too. I mean, it was a long time.
We're doing a reveal. Thanks, Jack.
Oh!
I love the guy in the background thinking, iPhone 6 is gone. I like how that, that carries over from the States to Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck from our band sent me a link this morning. I think it's on, I think it's DallasNews.com. It was a comparison of a lot of different phones and the contract. No, it was actually just the new iPhones, the 6 and the 6 Plus. And I think they said if you wait just a little bit, I think it's Walmart, you can save like $20 on the phone. But and then it's just they covered all the features. I think I've just decided I'm going to go find me an old flip phone and just use that.
Actually.
Because what I, you know, everything I do with my iPhone, I can do with my iPad. The only thing the phone's got is the ability to pick up a carrier signal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about when you're out and about?
That's why I would have the... What did you... What?
Well...
What does that mean?
Well, what do you mean, what does it mean?
Out and about.
Well, when you're out and you're about doing things.
About what?
Well, you're going hither and yon.
Okay. That's just one of my things when traffic reporters go, hey, if you're out and about today and...
Well, you can be
and
out.
Then they follow up when they do weather. Clear skies today. Really? Plural? How many skies do you think we have? It's one.
I can.
Am I getting old?
You said getting.
Oh, man.
Although I feel something coming. Hang on.
Let it go. F*** off.
I'm sorry, man. You wouldn't respect me if I didn't say it.
What was it?
You asked, are you getting old? Because the out and about and then sky.
Anyway,
multiple.
With a flip phone, first of all, those are more durable. You can drop them. Mm-hmm. And if you can find, I don't know if the older ones work on the new cellular systems.
They do.
Because I think they were a little more wattage than smartphones.
No, they actually still work. There was actually a study done, and they found that it was 29% of people with cell phones in the U.S., actually have the old-school flip phones.
Like the ones that look like the communicators from Star Trek?
Yeah, like the, I think it was a Motorola Razr. It was really popular for a while. Everyone loved that phone for, what, like 2 years?
Oh, yeah, because it was the top technological thing out there. I mean, mm-hmm. Now, though, you can do so much more with a
Droid. Well, you can, but I don't do that much. What do you have, a Droid or an iPhone?
I have a Droid.
Is there a reason?
I think that they're better. I mean, the screens...
Well, I'm really looking for reasons. If I get a phone, I'm trying to figure out... All right, first of all, I don't need a new phone, but if I decide to get one, I couldn't decide between the Droids and the iPhone.
Yeah, I prefer the Droid. I just think it's a lot more of a flexible, and I know there are going to be Apple fanboys that will rise up, but
Alfie,
I don't care. That's just my own, that's my personal opinion. The battery life for my phone's longer than for the iPhone. The screen is bigger. You know, Droids have had big screens forever. I mean,
I think Apple's just now catching up with something that some of the Samsung and the other Droid phones have had.
Well, yeah, the phablets, the super big screens. I think Samsung just came out with its fourth iteration of that phone, and Apple's just now coming out with their first. I just think they're kind of behind.
I don't know. I wish listeners could help me decide. iPhone or an Android?
That's wise. It's a big decision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People out there don't have opinions. I don't think you'll hear from anyone.
Is there rain in the forecast?
Not till maybe tomorrow.
Sound like thunder.
It did.
What else am I in a dilemma about?
You in the mood for a new car?
Yeah, if I could just decide, Ford or Chevy.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Everett?
Ooh, I don't know. That's a tough one.
No, I mean something else that we really need to know the answer to.
Shemp or curly?
Oh, jeez.
I'm not getting into that with you.
There's no point.
Thanks. Although, I'm sure listeners would have a take on it. I turned his mic off.
That's probably wise, because most of what he's saying right now cannot air.
Let's see.
I'm in the market for some new shoes.
Yeah?
Seriously, I mean, I need new running shoes, and I can't decide, you know, the Nike or Reebok.
Boy, that's a tough call.
Maybe even Adidas.
Yeah.
Or some Asics.
And New Balance makes a fine shoe.
They do. They have for years.
Yes, yes. Big fan of New Balance.
You need any new jeans?
I do, actually. I need some new light-colored jeans.
What do you normally buy, Levi's or Wranglers?
I don't know, man. Wranglers
or Dickies.
See, Wrangler's got that new U-shaped construction. You know, it's kind of...
Also, that new grill you're buying, have you decided gas or do you want to get charcoal?
Yeah, the charcoal, you know, it's really good for flavor, but if it's just two people, sometimes gas can make sense. I'm really on the fence.
Quit it! What are you, a Jehovah's Witness?
Hey, Alfie, you got a phone call.
Alfie, phone lines are ringing.
They're all lit up.
Yeah.
And with as much stuff as we just threw out, they're going to be lit up for the next half hour. There is one other huge glaring thing I've been trying to decide. And
PC or Mac?
Now I got two.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw anything on top.
God bless.
What's the other one?
I've been independent for a long time. I'm trying to finally pick a side, Democrat or Republican. Then again, I'm thirsty. I could go for a soda.
Coke? What do you call it? Pop or Coke?
I call it Coke because that's what it is. I refer to it to what its name is.
A lot of people, but if you're talking about soda drinks in general. You call all of them Coke?
No, like I said before, I say
you're not
soda.
Helping me.
Yeah.
You call all sodas Coke.
All sodas Coke.
Some people call them pop.
They're wrong.
I don't know. Pop seems to be more generic than Coke.
And you're wrong.
It makes more sense.
Yeah, because there is a Coke. When you're calling Dr. Pepper's Cokes, it becomes confusing. You call pop across the board. People know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and if somebody asks you, hey, I'm going to the store. You want a Coke?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, you'll go, yeah, and they'll say, what do you want?
Right.
Exactly. And you know, and they know to ask.
But you're still going to have to ask, so why not just say a pop?
Because I'm not from up north.
Well, the other problem is you could say, hey, you want a Coke? And they say, yeah. And then you give them a Dr. Pepper.
There you go. Lies the confusion. Hey, yes. Yeah, it should be pop.
All right, well, we need clarification.
All right. All right, this is a small one. I don't even know why I bother bringing this up.
Okay.
Is there a God or is there not?
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5 o'clock. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagle Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Papa John's. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound 75, right at Midpark, right around the High 5. You got an accident there in the clearing state. This traffic's backed up back to the forest. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, just before Walnut Hill, got an accident there in the clearing stages as well. Traffic there is backed up back to the High 5. Still in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Highline Drive, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is completely stopped, though, back from Beckley Avenue, about a 45-minute delay through it. In Denton, southbound I-35E, right at McCormick's, got an accident there, blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from the 35E-35W split. And finally, in Fort Worth, westbound 183, just before Amon Carter, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up back from Irving Boulevard. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Centers. Tonight, partly cloudy, 73 for the low. Tomorrow, also partly cloudy. There is a chance for an isolated storm as we hit a high around 92. Right now, 89 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. I like
right, Dan, let's do news for a while.
All right, Dan.
Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, September 19th, 2014. Birthdays today. Katrina Bowden is 26. Russ knows her from 30 Rock, as well as Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Too bad she doesn't have bigger cans. They look like... She never really wears anything that shows them off. I'm sure they're fine, but they're not big. But, God, that pelvic area when she wears the low-riding pants...
Oh, and Tucker and Dale?
Yeah, and you know, the top of them pants are right down to the...
Where you want to be?
Yeah.
So you're saying if, you know, if she just had something up top, then you wouldn't kick her out of bed?
I'd still bang her.
Okay. You're just feeling like, well, you know, if I could have, you know, a wish.
Okay. Anal sex with Tucker or Dale?
Why we got to keep going back to this evil game? Would you rather's terrible, and I'm gonna go the fat one. I've still only seen the movie all the way through once.
You're the one that recommended it to me. I've seen it probably maybe five times.
Yeah, I knew to recommend it to you after one viewing, but I just haven't gotten back to watching it again. So, Tyler the Bean, that's the actor that plays the big one. I'll go him.
Big one with the beard.
Yeah. Because if we're going based on the character, I'm going to go him because he seemed really sweet. And?
Well, both of them were kind.
They were.
Which one was he, Tucker or Dale?
I was asking you.
He was Dale.
Okay.
Dale's the beard?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the way Dan said, he's really sweet.
He was. He was a sweet guy. He was going after the hot chick in the movie.
Yeah, you're right. By the end of the movie, Tucker didn't look good.
No. He was all tore up. The bees didn't help.
Do you know the movie ever?
I don't.
It's not worth explaining. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, then. Other birthdays today. Alfie's Loves. Tegan and Sarah turned 34 today.
Who's that?
It's the twin sisters, right, Alfie?
That's them.
I don't...
They're singers.
Oh, okay. The twin sisters. I got it.
They're singers. He loves them.
Okay.
Also, Jimmy Fallon, host of The Tonight Show, turns 40. Sanaa Lathan, the actress, turns 43. Singer Trisha Yearwood is 50. Lita Ford from The Runaways is 56. Solid Gold's original host, or at least from 82 to 83, Rex Smith, 59. And Joan London, 64. Jeremy Irons is 66. And Randolph Mantooth, 69 today.
Firefighter, paramedic. DeSoto was the other one. I don't know. Station.
You know this.
Roy DeSoto. That was the one Kevin Tye played.
Yep.
Do you remember, Everett?
I don't.
I know it's Station 51. Mm-hmm. I even know the call sign, KMG 365. Nobody ever else watched Emergency?
I watched it.
Oh, yeah.
Roy DeSoto and... I don't know.
Well, you got the name of the show.
Well, Station 51.
I don't remember his character's name.
It's not on there?
No, it's actually...
Why are you asking me?
I'm just asking to see if you knew the show.
I know the show. His character's name was Ralph Bellamy.
Also, Adam West is 86 today, and James Lipton is 88. Well, Brooke Powell.
And Adam West. Isn't it amazing how, you know, some people, they just can age?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously he doesn't look as good as he did 10, 15 years ago, but he's going to be in town next month at the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
He's 83?
86.
Neil Young is 68.
Yes.
And looks like he's probably got at least 5-6 years on Adam West.
Easily. Yeah, if you took those two and you swapped their ages, you would find that believable. But as their actual ages, you don't think it, especially if you have a side-by-side photo comparison.
Kenzie, do you know who Neil Young is?
Yes.
Do you know what he looks like?
Yes, I haven't seen a recent picture, though.
I'll pull one up for you. You know who Daryl Hannah is? You ever see the movie Splash?
Oh, okay. No, but I know who you're talking about now.
Kill Bill.
The blonde?
Yeah, with the patch.
Got it. Okay. I didn't know that was the girl from Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, you're going to have to walk around. Here's a current picture of Neil Young, who's dating Daryl Hannah. Mm-hmm. Man, this is just so nasty.
Oh,
It's wrong.
Oh.
You can go ahead and cuss. I'll hit the delay.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ugly.
I'm.
Face looks like meatloaf.
You mean the real food?
The real food, not the bad out of H double hockey stick one.
Oh, you'll say. I can't. I know they're both into going green.
Yes, activism, very much so, environmental activism.
But how do you let something like that climb or whatever?
Way to spell. Yeah. Not one out of H double L hockey sticks.
Yeah.
H E. Okay.
But it's not double L hockey sticks.
Oh wait, is that what I said?
That would be.
Oh my god.
Hell.
Someone just ignore.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You can.
Never noticed it. He also has a floaty eye.
Neil Young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that thing's been floating for a decade.
Do you ever see the TV series The Office?
No.
Then I'm not wasting my time with you. That's really who he looks like, is Dwight Schrute.
You're right.
Just old.
Super old. Nasty.
It just shows the power of being a musician, is what it says to me, because that's the only possible attraction there could be. I mean, Daryl Hannah doesn't need money. She doesn't need to be a gold digger. What else could it be?
See, I think musicians can always get a chick out of their range.
Frequently, yes, I do.
Who is it in the room that ended up with Valerie that's a musician?
So this is going to come back on me. That's why I said frequently.
And a lawyer.
Yeah. You'll tell the story again if I get chased out of your house?
Well.
All right.
It was a fine spring day.
Brooke Powell and Corey Jo Long walked into a Tarrant County courthouse Friday morning with the same goal in mind, to end their marriage. But the women, married in June of 2010 in New Hampshire, had different ways which they hoped to achieve that. Powell had petitioned for State District Judge William Harris to declare her marriage to Long void under the grounds that Texas does not recognize same-sex marriage.
Why would they even bother? Well, what was his ruling? I can guess because I know we don't acknowledge gay marriages.
That's exactly what happened. Long wanted Judge Harris to grant the couple a divorce, affording her all the benefits granted to other divorced couples, such as spousal support and division of property. In the end, Harris denied both women's requests, stating that he had no jurisdiction to make such rulings in a state where the law doesn't recognize same-sex marriage. The case marked the first time in Tarrant County that a same-sex couple had sought to dissolve their marriage through the court system.
But it's not the first time in Texas, and no. It's been in the news, and all attorneys know that this is going to get kicked out. Why would they even waste their time knowing that the judge was going to go, I can't do this. We don't acknowledge gay marriages. I can't dissolve it.
I suspect they're just wanting to lay the groundwork for an appeal so that perhaps it can be overturned by a higher court.
Where were they married?
New Hampshire.
Move back. Or move to a state. What's the closest state to us that acknowledges gay marriage?
Probably New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's on to something. Perhaps California.
Yeah, how many states? Does it say in the story how many states? I know. California's actually flip-flopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta time it right in California, because if you wait in line too long, they'll flip it back. I think Vermont is another one, New Hampshire. I don't see the list here.
Not Oklahoma.
No.
I know everybody was thinking it. Somebody had to say it.
You mean that just that liberal, progressive blue state up on top of us?
I ain't going to say it. You didn't tell me.
You didn't tell me. I can't marry this old boy, but I can marry my dog. Which is okay with me because I screwed dogs.
Well, then welcome to Oklahoma.
It's okay.
Yeah. That's why it's just mediocre.
That seems like that's a lot of money just to file for an appeal.
Well, I mean, it can be worth it if ultimately you prevail. And there's really no other way to challenge the law.
Well, you move back to New Hampshire.
Well, but that's not necessarily, one, that's not convenient. And two, they're also probably trying to lay the ground.
I understand whatever it's talking about, but that seems, first of all, it's not going to be their case that's finally going to be, you're going to The Supreme Court's not going to judge on state law anyway. Not something like that, are they?
Well, ultimately they could. I mean, it won't go directly to the Supreme Court, but, you know, it's a matter of baby steps. You know, you take it to the Court of Appeals and then go from there.
Texas Court of Appeals.
Yes, state court.
Yeah, and even both the women's attorneys said that the decision came as no surprise.
So they're going to waste court time, and I know what Everett's talking about. I get that.
Yeah.
All right.
A federal judge declared Texas's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional in February, so that's already happened here, but the judge allowed it to remain in effect until the appeal process. That's how this case is happening.
Which judge?
Just a different federal judge.
Oh, but it was, what was his name?
Oh, in this case, it was Harris.
But Judge Harris, did he just throw it out even before they got into the courtroom, or did he let them come in, present their, would they do that, Everett? Let them present their
case? Oh, yeah, and then just deny it, and then they appeal the ruling.
Yeah, because that way it's all official. They can't just walk in. They need, on the record, an argument.
Yes.
Okay, I thought I had a list of states ban same-sex marriage. This list is too confusing because it's got some states that approved it, some states that have flip-flopped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a cohesive list here. It, 12 states where gay marriage bans have been overturned. All right. Thanks for sending me a link while I'm reading that off. As of July 29th, 2014, 19 states. Let me read the whole sentence and see what this is.
Okay.
Routinely issue gay marriages to same-sex couples. All right. California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. So New Mexico's about as south as they've gone.
Yeah.
Do you have to go back and take up residency before you can get divorced?
Yeah. In order for the court to have jurisdiction, sure.
Why is it you can go someplace and get married? I'm just talking any marriage. And you don't have to have residency, but to get divorced, you have to live there.
It's a good question.
Okay. Is there an answer?
No.
Well,
I mean, there may be one. I don't know what it is.
It's probably a religious.
It is confusing,
one.
Though, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. But I think the distinction lies in the fact that if you're getting divorced, there can be property rights at issue. There can be child custody rights at issue. There can be sort of some long-term arrangements that the court has to oversee. Whereas with a marriage,
I get it.
You're just in and out.
It's a lot quicker to jump into a septic tank and harder to get out.
Yes.
That's not the best analogy.
Many who have been married can appreciate it.
Well, I'm not married.
A Walmart in Boca del Rio, Mexico, is being investigated for allegedly hosting a promotional cockfight earlier this week. The fight was the day before Mexican Independence Day and was promoting a soda company, but local authorities found out and are investigating. Hosting a cockfight isn't actually illegal in Boca del Rio, but gambling on one is, so the Walmart could be facing a fine up to $7,240. A rep for the Walmart says it was not a real cockfight, no one was gambling, and the roosters were not wearing blades. Also, no roosters were hurt.
Okay, at first blush, it sounds retarded.
It does.
But there are a lot of things that sound brutal to a lot of people. Like, boxing is legal in this state.
Yes.
But you can't gamble on it.
No.
Same thing with, what was this, Boca del Rio?
Yeah, Boca del Rio, Mexico.
Where you can't bet on the cocks.
Exactly. They can fight each other. Legally.
Well, they have to have cock bookies.
Yeah? Yeah, because someone's got to set, you know, the odds. And someone's got to hold, you know, bettors accountable, and that's what the cock bookie does.
Yeah. You got to have somebody take the cock bets.
But
how many rounds do the cocks normally go?
I think it varies depending on the league, or perhaps the like governing body.
Is there like a farm cock league and then a major cock league? Because I know which one I would be in.
I would think so, yeah. You have to have your minors and your majors.
It's probably like baseball. You got your AAA cocks, AA cocks, and then your major league cocks.
Like Dan Lewis.
I love this show. Somewhere in East Texas, he felt that.
Wherever he happens to be this week during the mornings.
Yeah, exactly.
Conjugating difficult verbs.
God, you're not kidding.
Dog fighting's illegal almost everywhere, right?
I think so, yeah.
So I wonder why cockfighting is legal in Mexico. If they banned dog fighting in Mexico, you would think having two animals fight regardless.
Doesn't seem right. You could fight your dogs and not your cocks.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit with a cock.
Who does?
I guess another cock.
Well, they say whatever you do, you got to love it.
So what do they do? They don't have blades. First of all, it sounds a lot more humane because they don't have blades. They don't have shivs on their feet.
Well, they can still fight. And then there's a reason why.
They do. Jump up and grab the other cock with their claws.
Uh-huh. They'll also.
And then jump up and down.
Yeah. Hard.
How do you know when one cock won?
Well.
Is it obvious?
It's usually pretty obvious.
Is that normally, if you bet on it, is that where you get your money shot?
You do.
Do they announce the cocks as they come to the arena?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of pomp and, you know, it's an event.
Here comes my cock.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even wearing a little cape.
I don't think I've ever seen a cock with a cape.
Well, then you need to go to Boca del Rio, my friend.
I don't know what Kenzie's thinking. She goes, I've seen one with a cape. I'm going to see one with a cape if Russ loses this race.
Yes.
No. Whoa. No.
Yes, you were.
Nuh-uh.
That was part of your bet.
It was not.
You said you wanted Russ to dress up as Batman.
I said zero body parts.
We're not talking about anything sexual. We're talking about roosters.
Peyton Manning. Stop it, you two.
He started it.
I'm trying. Would you want to have a pet rooster?
Yes. Yes, because it would wake me up in the morning.
Mm-mm, you say that now.
Would you actually sleep with it?
No, I'd put it in a cage.
You would cage your cock.
Yeah. I don't want it getting loose.
It's going to make him angry.
Yeah. You need a free range cock.
I want a nice cock. I can't play this game.
Sound bites.
That sounds weird, doesn't it?
It's a guy thing.
Yeah.
Getting too close.
Let's talk about Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning doesn't just do Papa John's commercials. He also owns around 25 locations in the Denver area, which he purchased when he joined the Broncos a couple years ago. And, of course, he's now admitting to something we all already knew. Peyton says business is booming. When he told Sports Illustrated, there's some different laws out here in Colorado. Pizza business is pretty good out here, believe it or not, due to some recent law changes. He added, so when you come to a different place, you've kind of got to learn everything that comes with it. It also sounds like that turned out to be a good buy for Peyton, and it's not just a gimmick. In 2012, he said, it's a smart investment now and will be long after I'm done playing football.
Why is it they only cook chicken breast and not rooster meat?
Well, they do. It just depends on where, you know, where you get it and how it's prepared.
Where do you go to get cock meat?
French restaurants, actually.
Yeah, seems like they'd eat that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what they do is they cook it. They cook it long and slow.
Seems like that would make it too tender.
Well, the French aren't exactly known for being strong.
Mm. Have you ever had cock meat?
I don't think I have. I'm so glad I can say that honestly right now.
Everett, you're from East Texas. Certainly you guys eat cocks.
No, we do a lot of things, but not that.
I wonder who takes care of them. I mean, who slaughters them, who the cock killer is.
Oh, man.
Sounds like an Ice-T song.
I wonder what they kill the cocks with.
Do you have a punchline?
No, I was hoping you did.
Let's go around the room and probably, pray together.
Probably strangle it, maybe put a cock ring around its neck.
Choke it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, it works with the chickens.
Yeah.
Hey, look what we found.
Only took 3 minutes.
All right. Guar, I'm going to save this story for later. I'll stick with football. New England.
That Guar story. I won't blow the punch, but is that the one?
Yes.
Where the.
Yep.
Okay.
Good idea to hold off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. We'll stick with football. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady was not selected in the 2000 draft until the sixth round. Some people have forgotten that. That was the 199th pick overall. 14 years later, 3 Super Bowl rings later, Tom posted his old resume on Facebook for Throwback Thursday with the caption, "Found my old resume, really thought I was going to need this after the fifth round passed." It includes his 3.3 GPA at Michigan, where he majored in business and psychology. And for experience, he listed his summer internships at Merrill Lynch, where he was an assistant to the senior sales broker. His previous job experience included working as a sales rep and assistant clubhouse manager at the University of Michigan Golf Course. Not a bad gig if you're a college student and an athlete. He had a similar gig at another country club in Michigan the previous summer. He also served as a security supervisor during the 1996 Top of the Park Ann Arbor Summer Festival and worked for a home building company in 97.
Excuse me just a second. Everett, do you know what I'm trying to say to Chloe?
No. I have a bad angle.
Oh.
That's my excuse. Anyway.
If I mouth this, would you know?
Oh, yeah.
What did I say?
Resume.
I was trying to mouth the Clo, hey, pull out my resume. You know what I got?
What'd you get? You got palms to the sky?
Mm-hmm. I even spelled it out with my hands. And he looks at me like that. First of all, it didn't help. But he goes, one more time.
Like, do it again. I'll get it this time. Really, I will. Come on. Just roll through the signs.
Go ahead.
Laszlo Bock.
Oh, hang on, I missed it. Why did he post his resume online?
He just did it for Throwback Thursday. People will take it's a thing that people do online. They'll hashtag it so it's searchable. Sometimes it'll be a photo. Sometimes it'll just be an anecdote. In his case, he decided to post his resume from way back when he was leaving college. And he was not a pro prospect really much at all. Some were even surprised he was even picked in the sixth round. Some thought he'd go undrafted.
I don't think I've ever posted my resume online.
You should. Mm. It's also important to do that because...
Wow, how old is this?
Hmm?
Oh, I didn't realize I put this at the top. This is the one that I made for CBS. I updated it when I came over to Clear Channel.
Yeah.
Birthday, October 4th, Dallas, Texas. Currently resides in Las Colinas, so that was...
2000?
Actually, I wrote... No, that was CBS. Black male, 39 years old, weighed 165 pounds.
Attaboy.
Because am I right, Everett? They can't ask. If you put you're black, they can't say anything about it.
No, that's exactly right.
See? More job security. So what all is on his resume? I'm just wondering if it's as fantastic as the crap I made up.
It's actually kind of funny you mentioned that. See, he had, for experience, a summer internship at Merrill Lynch. He was an assistant to the senior sales broker. He also worked as a sales rep and assistant clubhouse manager at the University of Michigan Golf Course and had a similar job at another country club the previous summer.
Aren't you? When did he originally write that resume, did it say?
Yeah, back his senior year of high school.
Okay.
I mean, college.
So, that well...
He'd have been 22, 23.
You still would know that, all right, not every company that you're going to go and give your resume to, they're going to care about all your work history.
Right, but when you're
like
fresh.
Radio, they don't give a rat's ass where to work. Yeah, I didn't even list it. Any of the fast food places, because they're not going to care.
No.
Anything that wasn't related to broadcasting, I would think you would do a resume and just kind of break it up into categories. Okay, this is going to go to computer companies. This or... whatever was going on.
Well, with someone like Tom Brady, though, he's a new graduate. All he's done in college is take some classes and play football. he probably has no idea what kind of job he wants. He's just going to broadcast to see what nibbles he gets.
He's probably lucky to have enough information even to fill a page at that age. I mean, just because he's been in college.
Although some people, we still get them if I feel like walking down the hall. I'll go to our fax machine because nobody ever checks it, and their resumes have been on there for 2 or 3 years. And some of them, I'll just stop by and grab one just to see what people are putting on there, and it's stuff that has no bearing whatsoever to sales, broadcasting, anything. My ultimate goal. Nobody cares what your ultimate goal is. Can you do this job now? This company doesn't care about your ultimate goal because they're not going to help you get to it. Let's see, what did I list? I did list some stuff under work experience. I was a kiosk manager for 45 RPM record adapters at Big Town Mall.
I forgot about that one.
From 1974 to 75.
Nice. See, I think you don't put enough credit on that.
I was interior designer for Pigstand Restaurants from 75 to 76.
See, that's a fallback.
I was a pharmacist for Rexall from 76 to 77. Was a water assurance manager for Wet n' Wild from 77 to 79. I was the assistant chef at Sambo's from 1979 to 80. The restaurant.
Thanks for clarifying.
I was a model for Singer Harris Catalog from 81 to 82. I was the chief mechanic for Bull Taco Motorcycles from 82 to 85. I was head of vinyl quality assurance for Sound Warehouse from 85 to 87. I was the lead chef for Duff's from 88 to 89. I was a photographer's assistant for Olin Mills from 89 to 90.
That explains your affection towards the wood paneling background.
Mm-hmm. I was manager of the Mickey Thompson Entertainment Group from 95 to 96. Chief financial officer from Montgomery Ward from 96 to 2001. I was a regional buyer for the Shoe Pavilion from 2001 to 05. And then from 05 to 08, I was a pilot for Frontier Airlines.
You are well-rounded.
That's how I got this job. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:39. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway, just after Northwest Highway. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up all the way back from I-35. Also in Dallas, north on I-35, right at 8th Street, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Beckley. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Midway Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. Moving into Carrollton, southbound I-35, just before Valwood Parkway, got an overturned vehicle blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush, about a half hour delay through it. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound 183, just before Amon Carter, still got that accident there. It's still blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back from Bear Creek Parkway. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Schlotzky's. Partly cloudy tonight, 73 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, 92 for the high, and still partly cloudy right now. We are looking at 87 and 97.1 to Eagle.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
All right, so you haven't seen any of the news stories, but you're aware of the story itself.
Sure.
When did most of this pop, Dan, the cop watchers in Arlington?
I'd say 2 weeks ago was when they really started to get some traction, and then it was about a week ago when there was an arrest made. Three cop watchers were arrested in Arlington last weekend.
Okay, the audio, the first one that you pulled, that was August... It's August 27th, so we've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah.
This is, I'm not going to play the whole thing because you'll get it after about a minute.
Okay.
This is one of the cop watchers approach approaches an Arlington officer, middle of the night. I don't know when. It's not really important. He's sitting in a private parking lot, like Kroger, something like that.
Right.
Parked in two spaces. Nobody else is around.
Gotcha.
This cop watcher walks up. And the first voice you hear is the cop watcher.
Okay.
Hey, check out that parking job you got. Ask him if you got any ID.
Sir, do you have any ID with you tonight?
What kind of ID are you looking for?
Driver's license and insurance.
No.
Well, you're double parked right now. I'm going to need to see your driver's license and insurance.
Any marijuana vehicle?
I think I smell marijuana. Sir,
I think I smell gunpowder.
So this is the cop watcher talking to the cop.
Yes. Yeah. And I had to do the same thing when Dan gave me the audio the first time about 3 weeks ago. I kept stopping. I'm going, all right, the high-pitched, that chick, he goes, that's a guy. All right, that high-pitched voice, that's the cop watcher. Walked up to a police officer on duty, in uniform, in a squad car, asked for his ID.
I'm going to need your license and insurance, please. You're double parked right now. He's double parked.
Ever, let me ask you this. At a certain point, because I'm guessing the officer was either jacking around or he was filling out paperwork, because that's what a lot of them do.
Sure.
Could he be arrested for harassing the officer if finally the cop went, look, I'm working, go away?
Well, it's an offense to interfere with an officer's duties, number one. Number two, the disorderly conduct statute is pretty broad. But in my view, this is a situation of you can beat the rat, but you can't beat the ride. I mean, if you're out there, they're out there. If the police want to arrest you, they can arrest you, charge you with something. You can fight it in court later. But the point is, you've gone to jail, you've been arrested, you've had to hire a lawyer. And you have to ask yourself, if you got any sense, is it worth it?
And if I was a cop, initially, I would think this guy was drunk. Who else is going to walk up to a squad car and I'm going to need to see your license and insurance? Because what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to hand you that, and then what's going to transpire?
Right, you're going to call it in?
Yeah. You're going to write a citizen's ticket?
Right. That's, I would have loved
Gomer?
I wish the officer would have played it out and been like, yeah, here you go. Shows him insurance, shows him a license. Like, you got a ticket book? No? I do.
And you've got to be drunk.
But to answer your question, Everett, the cop watchers would respond with, well, just because we go to court, we should...
I don't think Everett asked a question.
Well, he said, why do they do this? It's because they're trying to defend their rights at all costs.
Wow.
Well, they're just getting themselves arrested and then going to court and spending money. And,
they're trying to change it.
The whole idea is to protect victims from police abuse.
But the end game doesn't contemplate that as an outcome.
Not this. I mean, they don't always... I think this has got to be one of the isolated events where they actually walk up to a cop. I'm going to need to see your license and insurance, and you better be able to tell by my tone I'm serious.
Okay.
I'll f*** you up, man.
I believe it.
Double parked. Sir, if this was me right now, they'd write me a ticket. I need to see your license and insurance, please. And I'm not joking.
I'm really surprised the cop plays him.
Right.
I'm surprised the police officer didn't go, you're not joking about what? What are you going to do?
I'd love to hear your or else.
I'm not kidding. Do you see this face?
I do. I believe Carol Burnett did it a couple times.
That's my Don Knotts.
You got to play some more of this, man. I got to see how this turns out.
All right. I'll back it up. But it almost sounds like it's something we made up.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's not real. But, Dan, was there video with this?
Yes.
And you saw the video?
Yes.
Okay.
Sir, if this was me right now, they'd write me a ticket. I need to see your license and insurance, please. And I'm not joking.
My name is Winner.
I need license and insurance, please. Have you been drinking tonight, sir?
Nothing other than Dr. Pepper.
Well, you're double parked right now, so I'm going to need to see your license and insurance. I'm going to need to ask you to step out of the vehicle, sir.
I guess that the police in Arlington are a lot more patient
Well, some of the cop watchers would say that they're not.
Then you haven't toured North Texas enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there are plenty of other cities that would go, nah, I ain't stepping out of the car. So come on in here with me. And they just pull him in.
Yeah. And then there are some departments that, instead of pulling them in, would be happy to get out of the vehicle and stand over you, young man, and say, now what you want?
What are you going to do now, slick? Hmm? Oh, you're going to record this? Okay. You're really not going to keep this for posterity?
Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing I don't think they've thought about. They're wanting the interaction. They're wanting the negativity. But what they're wanting to do is to root out bad cops.
Which is fine.
But hang on. What happens if
they... What did you say to me?
Well, you were right. But what happens...
He was very terse. I heard it.
Oh, he told me to shut up last week for something.
Did he really?
I don't know what the freak it was for.
I don't. It was nothing.
It was ugly.
Yeah, it did. No.
You know how he dislikes terseness.
I understand.
You better unterse.
My apologies. But what I was saying is, what happens if one of these cop watchers finally does root out a really bad cop? Do you think that cop's going to give a damn that you're recording him? He's going to step out of his double parked vehicle and shove that phone up your nose and shoot you dead, kill you. Then, are you going to think that it was worth it to root out this one bad cop?
Yeah, they're not even getting that accomplished. I don't think they've really run into any instance in Arlington where they had a cop abusing someone that was pulled over.
They say that they've been abused by the police officers.
Well, you're getting in the way. Well, we stood where we were supposed to, initially, and then you stood in the driveway of a parking lot where responding officers were trying to pull in. Where then you stand in front of the cop car and scream at the officer who almost, air quotes, hit your wife. While you're detaining the officer to responding to this call,
right.
And the only reason they called for backup was all the cop watchers.
Sure.
And because you're making yourself present and known, you're not going to catch them doing anything.
No.
All this has to be... what's the word? Subterfuge?
Yes.
Something like that?
I think so.
Be sneaky.
Undetectable.
Right.
Anytime that, who was it? Merlin Olsen? Mutual of Omaha?
That was.
They would always, what?
Was that Merlin Olsen?
It was either Merlin Olsen or Owen Wilson.
No, Merlin Olsen was on Little House on the Prairie.
Oh. Well, whoever it was with the Mutual of Omaha,
that was Marlon Perkins.
Yeah, where they would watch gay people.
No.
I wasn't. Yeah, you're right. That wasn't Mutual of Omaha. I've confused myself. Anyway, anytime they observe animals in nature.
Yes.
They don't do it up close.
No. It's from a distance.
Unless you send Jim in.
That's right. While you wait in the truck.
Wasn't that his partner?
Yeah, while you wait in the truck.
Jim will go in and attack the honey badger.
It's going to be great video.
Watch this.
Watch Jim run.
But that's Edip. I even said on the air, first of all, the cop watchers can't stand us.
Why?
Because we're calling them idiots. But I've given them ideas. I said, when all this came up, it needs to be done. I think police officers, they should be monitored by somebody other than internal affairs. Having right. cops watch cops is stupid. But you don't have to get up in their face with your phones. They're doing it because you have to with a phone. Go buy a cheap camcorder with a Zoom. Stay out of the way. You want audio? Get a parabolic mic, about $100.
Well, and if police wore mics and cameras themselves, as a number of jurisdictions are starting to, I want to say Fort Worth starting to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not all of them have the budget, but I still get, you still need an independent party, because if the cops are wearing body cams, then magically that recording could disappear.
Sure.
So I agree that probably need to watch cops. But once you get involved with a traffic stop or whatever, now you're part of the event and you're probably going to get arrested.
Yeah,
and you can get off every time, but you're still going to get arrested. You're still going to have to pay an attorney.
Still going to go to jail. Still have to bond out. And you may not get off every time. I mean, who knows what the jury will do?
There's about a minute left on this. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Nobody gets beat. I mean, I hate to ruin it.
I still want to hear it.
Tasing would have been really... That'd be like a big Snickers bar.
Mm-hmm. Big one. Nothing other than Dr. Pepper.
Well, you're double parked right now, so I'm going to need to see your license and insurance. I'm going to need to ask you to step out of the vehicle, sir.
Last time, I'm going to stop this. Everett, have you ever had to go to court for anybody that got a ticket for being double parked?
No.
Can police even write you a ticket for being double parked in a private parking lot?
Well, in Dallas, parking tickets are administrative anyway.
Well, but so that's on city property or just the public.
Yeah, any parking ticket in the city of Dallas isn't even an offense, a criminal offense. It's an administrative violation.
What we're talking about where there are meters, things like that.
Right.
If it's just like a big Kroger parking lot and you're parked sideways in the middle of the night, you're not getting a ticket.
I've never seen it.
Okay. If it was me, I'd have a ticket.
Oh, really?
Well, if you really want one.
We can oblige. We are here to serve.
Do you understand what I am saying? I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle. You are double parked right now. You're failing to show insurance and registration and license.
Dude, if you said that to my dad, you'd still be standing on the corner of the Buckner Children's Home. Do you understand what I'm saying? I understand. I'm about to get out and pull off my belt.
Mm-hmm.
Vehicle, you are double parked right now. You're failing to show insurance and registration and license.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate what y'all do.
Hey, no, Free Thought Liberty Project. Free Thought Project. You double parked.
Yeah, showed him.
And so then he just walks off?
The guy stands there. I guess the officer drives away.
Oh.
And license.
Yeah, thank you.
You can tell the level of his concern.
And license?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I tell you what, this will be funny. This will be good for your videotape.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to make a U-turn in this parking lot, and you chase me.
Okay.
Screaming.
Ah!
Citizen's arrest.
Citizen's arrest.
Now, you're failing to show insurance and registration and license.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate what y'all do.
Hey, no, Free Thought Liberty Project. Free Thought Project. You double parked.
Man, we showed him.
Good.
How old did that guy look, Dan?
Is this the leader of the cop watchers?
This is not the leader. Not the one that was wearing a hat and mad.
Not the one we're talking about.
Right.
Got it.
No, it's another guy. He looks older than you would assume.
And
larger than you would assume. But then again, you would assume he's about the size of Tinkerbell.
Right.
And yeah. 12. No offense, sweetie. He sounds like he'd be about Kenzie's size.
Yeah.
What do you weigh? 40?
125.
25 pounds?
125.
Oh. You do not?
I do.
Sure she does.
This must be some pretty heavy titties she's got on.
So I've been telling you for a couple of years now your idea of weight is warped.
Yeah.
She's really thin.
Yeah. And you think 130 is fat. Now you see someone that's 125.
I'm usually 130.
Oh.
135.
All right. Why don't you cry about it, fatty?
See?
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
It's Rodney Anderson with Supreme Lending. 1-800-EXPRESS. The website is rodneyanderson.com.
I don't need to tell you. So I walked into my bank the other day to get some cash. And when I walked in, I was at the teller.
What a sport.
There was a lady
he just talks and talks and talks.
Talking to a guy behind the desk.
There's never a point.
About
not really.
Have you ever noticed that?
And when I was sitting there just,
if you took the five-minute spot and cut it down to a minute, there's probably a real commercial in there.
Much
I'd say 7 seconds at best.
You think?
Yeah.
Why is the person that is at the bank?
I'm going to have to start recording these and playing them back to myself at bedtime.
Yeah, man.
That would be like a doctor, for example. One doctor group having to have a medical license and another group not having a license. Who would you go to most likely?
Somebody that's got a license?
Yeah. I mean, would you go to the physician that's not licensed?
Depends on what I was having done.
Yeah. Would you go to for a heart?
No. I'd want my heart surgeon to be licensed by somebody.
If you're investing $250,000 or $300,000, would you go to the person that has a license?
Yes.
That's more qualified?
Absolutely.
So when I was sitting there, it was just unbelievable that people get wrong information. Here's what I can tell you, folks. We're closing our purchases in 8 to 15 days. I'm not here to bash anybody, but it's unbelievable how much information is out there regarding mortgages and how if you don't stay on top of it every single day that you can lose your edge. When it comes to buying, refinancing, we're always here for our clients. We're here until 7 p.m. this evening. In fact, I'm sitting at my desk right now.
I gotta go. All right. Don't let the bugs bite.
Supreme Lending is an equal housing lender.
607, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by your DFW Acura dealers. Let's start off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway, just after Northwest Highway. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Midway, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from the bush. Moving into Carrollton, southbound I-35, just before Valwood Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Round Grove Road. About an hour delay through that. In Allen, southbound 75, right at Ridgemont. Got an overturned vehicle blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Stacy Road. And in Fort Worth, eastbound 183, just before Amon Carter. You still got that accident involving an 18-wheeler blocking everything but the left lane right now. That has traffic completely stopped back from Industrial. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lennar Homes. Partly cloudy tonight, 73 for the low. Partly cloudy tomorrow. A chance for some rain, although slight, and a high around 92. Right now, 87 and 97.1, the Eagle.
It's not that I'm not well hung. I figured out a way to suck my penis back up into my body to protect myself
when fighting crime.
That's smart.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I wonder how you decide the song like this. All right, this is where I need to bark. Yeah. What is it, Kenzie?
What song is this? Because I like it so much.
What do you think it is? Who do you think it's by?
An 80s band, for sure. Definitely 80s.
Longer than the 80s, but this song was in the 80s. It was, I don't think that's going to help her. She's not going to know who Bob Seger is.
Yes, I do. I grew up on Bob Seger.
What's the name of his band?
The Bob Seger Boys in the band.
I knew it. I knew I could see it form it in her head. The Bob Seger Band?
Aha.
All right, let's
don't
see.
Don't tell me.
You want a clue?
Yes.
The Lone Ranger carried these.
A gun?
Yes, Bob Seger and the Gun Band.
Arrow. Bow and arrow?
Yes, absolutely. Bob Seger and the Bow and Arrow.
Well, she is so smart.
The Lone Ranger was the... He carried...
Tonto. I don't know what you're doing. I can't see your hands.
No, I'm adjusting my microphone.
Oh. Would you like a clue?
Yes, another one, please.
See?
Did we do this a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
What were we playing? Password?
Yes.
Yeah.
The slogan for Coors Light.
Always cold at the top of the Blue Mountain? No.
That's your son.
Keep it cool.
So close.
Keep it Coors.
Almost there.
Give me another hint.
Man.
Please.
Ammo.
Rifle.
Something you kill werewolves with.
Steak.
What kind of steak?
God.
Silver bullets.
There you go.
Really?
I had no idea she was going to get it from that.
Silver bullet band?
Yes.
I was so afraid she was going to say New York strip.
That's what I was going for. What kind of steak? Flank? Yes! She is that stupid!
What can we get her to say?
Meat?
His
name is Van Sizzler? Bonanza?
Salisbury.
What were we going to say then?
No.
Wait, who sings that song?
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Oh, he does sing that song?
And full circle.
Okay, I so just got off track.
Did you hear me say she would know who Bob Seger is?
I'm not myself today. Do you know what the song's called?
Who'd you get today?
Hmm?
You said you're not yourself. I just wondered if you got something better.
You tell me.
Depends on what you paid.
What's the song called?
Breakdown. Or Shakedown.
Shakedown.
Beverly Hills Cop 2 soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Anytime.
You love me.
Have you watched that movie yet?
No.
Or Blazing Saddles?
I gave her a bunch of DVDs. I just gave them to her.
Oh, really?
Here are the ones that I think you should watch.
I didn't realize you actually physically gave her DVDs.
There weren't old school ones in there. It was all new movies.
Well, there was ones that I didn't want.
Yeah. Oh. They weren't the old school ones.
It's a bunch of duplicates.
Okay. Well, what about what were the ones we told her? Coming to America, Blazing Saddles. Have you watched those yet?
No.
I'll tell you right now, no.
And didn't y'all say Undercover Brother, too?
Yeah, but we said the top two were Blazing Saddles and...
Coming to America.
Yeah.
Seen all the Back to the Futures?
No. Oh. That's what I'm saying. We need a movie day. I couldn't do it last week.
I invited you last Sunday. You don't show up.
I'm
too busy doing stuff. I
had to do a school project.
It's always a school project. I got a fever. Or my period's lasted 3 weeks now.
Yeah, it is kind of aggravating how often she uses college as a crutch.
I have a new story every single week. It's ridiculous.
I have a new story, but both my front and back end are bleeding. Red River Shootout. I can't go anywhere.
Oh, my gosh. You're mean. I don't want to watch movies with you anymore.
Well, that worked out well for me.
Hey. You'd be so bored.
Yeah, that's right. She tried turning her mic back on.
Yeah, see, he still has master control.
I want to go back to this, the cop watchers just for a second, because I don't think we ever listened all the way to the end.
Oh.
Okay. The cop says, all right, appreciate what you guys do. Then he drives off.
Right.
I think that's where we always stopped. Let's see if I can find that.
No, Free Thought Liberty Project. Free Thought Project. You double parked. Good.
Like that. Good. Mm-hmm. Like they accomplished something.
Aha! He said that with at least one hand on a hip, as if he's Superman.
He freaking double parked again.
So obviously, I didn't know this. Cobb just drove away from him, went to the other side of the lot, and stopped again.
Yep.
How many guys were there?
The video doesn't show.
Okay.
You know, I know it's the one main cop
watcher. There are at least two.
And another guy.
Okay.
I know we've said this before, but if one of these guys tried that with Captain Howard.
Man, it'd be ugly. Although, actually, he would be respectful. He would maintain composure.
I bet somebody still goes to jail.
Oh, I didn't say no one's getting...
I didn't say anybody was going to get hurt. I'm saying, without trying to make a joke out of it, I bet somebody's still getting thrown in the back of the car. Because like Everett said, public nuisance?
Well, yeah.
Is that what you said earlier?
Well, disorderly conduct.
That.
Yeah.
You said that's kind of broad-based, and they can nab you on that. And again, your attorney might get you out. What would you charge if somebody called you? I know you don't answer the phone in the middle of the night. Somebody called you and said, hey, I need to get out for disorderly.
Ooh.
What would you charge?
Well, that's a Class C violation, so it wouldn't cost a whole lot. A couple hundred bucks, probably.
That's what you'd charge?
Yeah.
Well, that's still $200.
Yeah.
And it's still the time and inconvenience of being hauled off.
Well, and then having to go to court. Just the aggravation where nothing's being accomplished.
And it doesn't always mean that you're going to get off.
No, no. And you could be charged with something more serious. I mean, if you're talking about interfering with an officer's duties, that could be charged as a Class A misdemeanor. Then you're looking at a serious charge.
And I think a few of them got arrested last weekend, weekend before.
Yeah, it was last weekend. Three of them. They had a guy, and his wife.
And it's like I said, they're like PETA. It's not a bad message.
Right.
But their execution is bad.
Delivered at the end of an anvil.
Yeah. Alfie was lying too?
He's upset at you. I don't know his name yet, though.
Okay. Is he going to shut up long enough?
Yeah, give me a sec. Hold on a sec. Okay. What's her name? Rocky, all right, I'm going to put you on.
I'm going to let this guy on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pop the delay so nobody hears what he says, but we'll see how happy he gets about it. Go ahead, Rocky.
Yeah, I don't get why you're not okay with people standing up for their rights. I don't see why.
I said I was okay with it. I said that almost every time we've talked about this.
Okay, because when I've been listening...
Did you hear what I just said? I said I'm okay with it.
Okay, well, I'd like to hope so, because I know...
I just said I was okay with it. What is it they ain't thinking?
Okay, you can yell all you want.
I'm not yelling. And plus, I didn't call you. You called me. What do you want? There. All of it. I'll even pay for it. Go to an all-you-can-eat buffet. At Doe's, he's probably, maybe not one of the cop watchers, but he's on their side all the way, regardless of how they do it.
Right.
Well, I hope so. Okay. Well, I just told you I'm all right with it.
He sounded like the guy from the video, didn't he? Or was it just me? He sounded a lot like the guy.
I wasn't as high pitched, but you're right. Could have been him.
A little bit.
I do believe the guy in the video we're playing, they may have the same last name.
Dan's right.
Last name is who?
Cordova.
Last name is who?
The guy in the video, the guy that just called in.
How do you know what his last name was?
You type in Rocky. We're friends on Facebook, and 3 minutes ago we said Russ Martin's
okay,
a bitch.
Well, you need to explain all that because I don't know how anybody would know what Rocky's last name was.
Well, that's what I was saying. I believe he is related to the guy
in
the video.
Well, you need to explain that to set it up. Hey, I looked him up on Facebook. I found his last name. Okay. I think he's related to this guy in the video.
Everything you just said.
Well, don't make me say it.
I said he is related to the guy in the video.
Did you initially get all that?
No.
Thank you.
Ha ha. Well, back at you. I got two of them. Sorry.
Russ cleared it up most eloquently.
He did. He really did.
I'm going to cover you in glue.
Why?
What happens if I say something ugly? That's right. I'm almost 54. You want to talk to my brain, ask him what it's doing?
No. I'm kind of afraid to get the answer.
What are you doing? I'm driving this idiot. So you think the guy in the video, these two guys are related?
Yes.
Or
because the guy that recorded the video, the cop watcher, his name is Jacob Cordova, and I believe on Facebook he goes by the name Jacob Liberty. This guy that just called in, I typed in his name on Facebook. We're friends. And 4 minutes ago, he said, Russ Martin is a bitch.
Oh.
I assume, especially when his last name is also Cordova, that they're related.
It's pretty good detective work.
It's not hard. I just typed it into Facebook.
I understand, but you're... As many people as I hate, you're just a lot more devious about it.
Thank you.
That's...
It does look like Rocky does some good tat work. Kenzie, heads up.
I know Rocky. He tattooed me and my dad.
Is that guy who lives in a basement in a wheelchair?
No, but I just freaked out. I just now realized that it's Rocky. It's the Rocky I know, Hollywood.
Okay, all right. Well, he didn't say Rocky Hollywood.
Well, he's got awesome tattoos. He has Hollywood on his throat, and it's cool. He tattooed me. I've known him for forever.
Where'd he tattoo you?
On my foot. And he tattooed my dad on his arm.
I'm more intrigued by the fact that you and your dad share a tattoo artist.
Why?
Well, that's just unusual.
Well, yeah, I guess it kind of is.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
Sounds like Rocky and his brother are addicted to something. Like helium.
Oh, I'm sure they get better stuff than that.
Dyke, I'm going to pull you out of that car.
I'm standing up for my rights, see? Let me see that license. No.
I'm not in this conversation.
That's okay. None of it makes any sense. And I actually did. I think Rocky was looking for an argument.
He was.
But as soon as I said, and maybe he honestly never heard me say it, I just said it right before he called.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
They don't hear that, though. They hear what I was trying to tell Everett, which is, they don't care about the ride or the rap. They care about standing up for what they believe, and they're right, is their right to do something. It's their constitutional rights. Even if that means they go to court for it, they will do it. Because if they lay over for the police by not fighting what they're doing, then the police win. And it's a police state, and then we're all screwed.
But, yeah. I mean, if they're in control of the video, even if they've created a disturbance and you just edit it down to the actual conflict with the police officer, and because it's out of context, it may look worse than what it really was.
And what is it that you're trying to accomplish when you walk up and engage an officer in that fashion? I mean, I can understand wanting to, as you said, Russ, maybe observing an interaction from a distance and monitoring the situation. But there you've got a guy.
You're going to have to be hidden. Otherwise, the cops are never going to. They could be a bad cop, and you really may be onto one. But because they know you're there, they're not going to do anything.
Right. And
but go ahead.
If a cop's sitting in a parking lot filling out paperwork, what is it that you're trying to accomplish?
He's double parked. A goose-stepper's double parked. I'm trying to tell him you got to drive just like the rest of us.
I don't want cops driving like me. If they drove like me, they'd catch more people.
True.
It seems like their message is somehow, if they truly want to catch cops that are abusing the system. Even cops don't like that.
Sure.
I certainly don't like it because it's hard enough for me to raise money for the foundation.
Right.
But if that's truly their goal, I think somebody's gotten off track. Because once you get into a parking lot and you start giving them grief because they told you to stand someplace out of the way, I don't have to. I got constitutional rights.
I think the fact that it's just Arlington that they focus on proves that it's just some sort of vendetta.
I suppose I just assume they all lived out there and it's easier for them.
I noticed they didn't pick Garland.
Obviously somebody's watched the news.
I think I actually saw a flyer from Garland Police sent out saying, please come watch us. We're so lonely at night.
Come on out. Come on the coast. And there was another thing I threw out as far as solutions, really ways to help them without being cute. Get a camcorder. They're cheap. Get a Zoom so you get the picture you need without getting close. Parabolic mic. If you really want to watch all the cops, take your 20, 30 people in the group, however many there are, and do ride-alongs with separate officers, and then you can watch all of them.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Or just a lot more than focusing on one officer with 20 or 30 people in a parking lot. That accomplishes nothing.
No, you're right.
But they can't do the ride-along because then they see that the perception is that they're endorsing or that they're friends with the police and they want nothing to do with that.
I'm not riding along with Nazis. Bunch of Colonel Klinks. Who would you rather do, Colonel Klink or Colonel Hogan?
Oh, man.
You knew I'd come back to this.
I knew you would. Damn it. I'm going to go Klink.
Robert Crane was a lot better looking.
Yeah, but he's into some funky stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Robert.
I'm going to go with the German because at least I know he'll be good and efficient.
I never knew you as a Nazi sympathizer, Dan, but I guess...
Man, that backfired.
Damn!
Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:32, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagle's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Lennar Homes. Traffic blows everywhere right now. Here's the worst of it. Let's start off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at Midway. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Luna Road. Also in Dallas, northbound on the toll, just after Northwest Highway, got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up all the way back from I-35. Moving into Plano, southbound on the toll, right at Park Boulevard, got an accident blocking everything but the right lane. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Spring Creek. Into Allen, southbound 75, right at Ridgemont, got an overturned vehicle blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic there is completely stopped back from 121, well over an hour delay through that. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound 183, just before Eamon Carter, got an accident blocking everything but the left lane. Traffic there is completely stopped back from FM 157 Industrial. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Go with me now!
I'm getting to it.
Eagle weather brought to you by Schlotzky's. Partly cloudy, 73 tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 92 for the high. Right now, it is 87 and 97.1 Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right. Mark from Paws in the City, what do you got this week?
We've got two great dogs this week. Lulu and Patch. And
all right, I can figure out. Patch looks like... what was the name of the dog from Little Rascals? Petey?
Yes, Petey.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that helped. He almost looks like the RCA dog.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
What kind of dog is he?
He's an American Bulldog mix.
Yeah, I probably should have just started there.
So, 62 pounds, white, and has a brown patch looking over one of his eyes. So,
we call that a beauty mark.
It's a big beauty mark. So,
I'm going to get that checked.
Yeah. Maybe you should call him Aaron Neville.
So, what's his story, Mark?
So, Patch was rescued from a shelter in a rural area, rural shelter, on his last day. So, you know, kind of our typical story of rescuing one of our dogs from a shelter. So, and his on and off foster mom is with him today. And so anyway, Patch is 8 years old. He's a senior dog. We don't bring a lot of senior dogs on here. So he's available at a reduced adoption fee.
Dude, that's wrong.
He can hear you.
He's come to terms with it.
I like Mark's sales pitch though. Hey, he's old and cheap.
A senior dog has its advantages.
I know, but that there's still no compliment there.
No, it has its advantages.
Hey, you know, this one's a
he's very
gently used. Put an American flag on him, we'll tote the note.
I knew I walked into something there. Meaning he's very laid back.
He's not going to live that much longer, so how much off is he?
He's very laid back. He's very set.
How much off?
$75 total adoption fee.
What's it normally?
$200.
What a dick.
And they're going to save on food long term, right, Mark?
How is it you don't adopt more dogs that way? I think every week you'd bring up a senior dog.
Yeah, really.
We might just start doing that.
Hey, comes with free euthanasia.
Oh, God. Come on.
Kenzie, shut up. Really, shut up. Sit down. Thank you. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. Anyway, Patch is a very calm and great dog. And at the boarding place that he's staying at right now, there's a lady there that is very would take him home right now. I mean, they were all just saying, "What a
Why
wonderful dog!"
They?
Full up with dogs, live in apartments, weight restrictions.
What does he weigh? Patch.
62 pounds.
Patch, come here. He obviously knows his name. I know I always ask that because a lot of times you guys find dogs and name them wherever you found them. And then, this one's Speed Bump. This one's Eckerd. This one's behind the dumpster at the New Fine Arts. Yeah.
Although really clean.
How'd you find that one, Mark?
Patch. There you go. Mark, you can talk.
Okay, our other dog today.
It's kind of a jerk. It just took Patch's treat.
Yeah, that happens.
Now he just stood on Patch's head.
Her name is Lulu. Lulu is a black lab mix. She's a 39 pounds, has a little bit of white markings on her feet and chest, but basically you can think of it as a black lab shepherd type mix. And she's a high energy dog. She's a year and a half old, and she's been going nonstop all day today and hasn't stopped. So she's got that.
How much is she?
200.
Wow. Because she's only a year and a half?
Right.
And Patch is what, $75?
Yeah. I'm not going there anymore. Anyway, Lulu
is... that because you value her more than twice as much?
No.
Aren't all animals at Paws in the City supposed to have the same value? They're all beings. We're all caretakers. We're their guardians.
I agree.
Why'd you turn into a tight ass?
I don't know.
Hey, all right, put a sign out front. All dogs must go. Lost their lease under new management. Got to.
So, anyway, Lulu is, as all of our dogs.
You like it when Johnny doesn't show up, don't you?
Yeah, I love it. Especially when she gives me 10 minutes notice.
Where is she?
She was late leaving work, got stuck in traffic, texted me, said she couldn't make it.
They wouldn't let her off the main stage to come here?
No, I guess not.
Man, they're strict these days.
Yeah, those day shift supervisors are rough.
Yeah.
You do not get to leave until the sun is completely gone.
I thought Jaguars was nicer than that.
Oh, is that where she is these days?
Well, Caligula burned down. Isn't it funny you know that?
Mark been around for a while.
So anyway.
Any events this weekend?
We do. I do want to mention one thing on Lulu. She did have she had mange at one time, and I just want to say that she's totally cured, and I just mentioned that. Because
no discount for the mange?
She's gone through a lot, and look at her now. You'd never know if you saw her before picture, which I'm sure you won't look at.
Well, don't. Just show that to her.
All right, let me see it.
So even the dog with mange is worth more than twice as much as the elderly dog.
No longer has mange. Totally cured.
Let's say you were a pimp and one of your whores had syphilis. Would that be cheaper?
Probably. I don't know.
Makes sense.
I'm just wondering what type of businessman you are.
Anyway.
That's an unbelievable picture. Now, she looked like it's hard to tell. It's a small picture. It's in color. Part of this from being, what's the word, emaciated?
Yes.
Emaciated, sure.
Emancipated? Are we going that route again?
No, we're not going
that
route
again. Dog?
Right.
He does, this is the second time he's done this.
It's our dog Lincoln.
And his friend Douglas.
Right. Anyway.
Franklin.
Douglas. Mange is a horrible disease. It's
Franklin
very treatable.
Douglas? Douglas MacArthur.
No, that's way after.
Oh. Which one?
Franklin Douglas, that's what I meant.
Oh.
Against Lincoln. Debates. Too smart. Go ahead, Mark.
So, mange is very treatable, and she's 100% cured from that. But
well, obviously, she's
treatable. Miserable.
Because
she
was, if this is the same dog, I know you guys always have to, not really upsell it, but make people comfortable that the dogs are fine when they come in. They all look like, regardless of what they've been through, they all look like they've been in good homes. I know they haven't, and obviously Lulu wasn't. Right. But anytime they come in, you'd never know, short of maybe a scar here, that anything's wrong with them.
Always have a huge smile on their face, including the one that came in with only three legs. And we didn't even know it for like 10 minutes.
Correct.
Yeah, I had to look down. Johnny goes, you notice anything? No. You see the way he's walking? Mark kicking? Oh, yeah, okay. I got it. Who did that?
So, we have two events this weekend. We're going to be at Whole Foods tomorrow at it's on Abrams in the Lakewood area, 2118 Abrams Road, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
What's the cheapest dog you got at the shelter right now?
Russ.
What about the three-legged one? Was that 25% off?
No, that was full price.
Well, how? If I bought a table and it was missed, no.
Cash was a great dog. Come on, still is. We keep track of him.
Oh, he got adopted?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, don't look at me like I'm surprised. You guys put a prosthetic on him?
No.
Wooden leg?
He walks great on three legs.
Give him a wooden leg. A little parrot.
Mm-hmm.
Parakeet. Arr.
Patch over his eye.
So, Mark, you were saying events.
On Sunday, we'll be at Floor Carpet Design, Design Squares on McKinney in Uptown. And that we'll be there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And all that information.
How come I didn't get a discount when I adopted a deaf dog from you guys?
Think of this. We don't really do discounts. We just.
Oh, what is it with Patch?
We just have a different price break for senior dogs.
All right. Do these dogs come with a warranty?
I may reconsider that policy after this show, though.
I'm going to need to see the dog facts.
Right. So anyway.
Yeah, I got it.
Pause.
The Ross Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
This is Alfie Coy. The tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
6:52. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Let's start off in Fort Worth, eastbound 183, just before Amon Carter got an accident blocking everything but the left lane. Traffic's completely stopped back from Industrial, about a 40-minute delay through that.
into Forest Hill, eastbound I-20, right at Anglin. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 35W. And Allen, southbound 75, right at Ridgemont. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from 121. Into Plano, southbound on the tollway, right at Park Boulevard. Still got that accident blocking everything but the right lane. Traffic is now completely stopped back from Tennyson Parkway. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Midway, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is completely stopped back from Luna Road. Join me tonight at Bikinis off 75 and Campbell Road in Richardson from 8 to 10 p.m. I'll be giving away all sorts of Eagle stuff, including a couple pairs of tickets to go see
Hey, slow down.
All right.
You're going to be where?
Bikinis, 75 at Campbell and Richardson.
What is that?
It's a restaurant kind of thing.
Restaurant?
Yeah.
You said restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Bikinis, 75 and Campbell, 8 to 10 p.m. tonight. Be giving away Pretty Reckless tickets. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lennar Homes. Partly cloudy tonight, 73 for the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 92 for the high. It's 87 right now at 97.1 the Eagle.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Now you can read a couple more stories and then we'll... First of all, I haven't had a chance to ride one of these electric scooters. So we're going to have to do the race next week. Have Kenzie take one around the building.
Okay. Yeah, at least that way she can still have fun with it.
The small one will hold her? What's the weight capacity on that?
I know it's at least 200.
Okay. I don't want to be ugly, but Chloe brought up earlier it wouldn't move Alfie. And I thought Alfie had lost more weight than that.
Well, he's lost a good amount of weight.
I'm still not under 200, though.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. I thought you were thinner than that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Why don't you cry about it, fatty?
Come on. That's not nice.
I thought he had lost more weight than that.
He gave him a compliment.
Yeah, but then he called him fatty.
Yeah, but he said he thought he was thinner than he is.
Let me ask you this.
Okay. No.
Rim jobs. A rim job. You have to give a rim job to Vance and Coy or Alfie Coy.
Oh, Alfie. Absolutely. It's going to be Alfie.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Do you know who Vance and Coy is?
No.
They replaced Tom Wopat and John Schneider when they set out for half a season.
Yeah, bring it, Alfie.
Of the Dukes.
Yeah. If I'm going to do it, I'm making sure it's for real. I'm going to make sure it's the real deal.
Oh, yeah.
Alfie and you Coy. Know Alfie's going to be into it.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, Dan's... No, I'm not into this anymore.
You already thanked me for it. Yeah, I haven't even done anything yet.
Yeah, but you seem like you're getting too excited about it.
Man, I'm going to get me a tongue extension.
No.
So I can get it all the way up there.
Imagine Alfie wearing nothing but what shoes. Mm.
Dress socks and slippers.
No.
Damn. Or give him a pipe and a robe.
Legs in the air.
That's right. I'm the Hugh Hefner of the Eagle. Now, well, the top rated host in the country licked my hole.
Put that on your resume.
Hey, he licked it good. And I will, Alfie.
No. You don't got it. No, it's all right.
Man, your intestines are going to be like little blue dots, and I'm going to be a Pac-Man.
Where are those chairs? Oh.
Phew.
Awkward silence.
Mm. There was one important story that we needed to get to. Just
okay.
So we don't miss out. Gwar has survived the death of leader Dave Brockie. And one of the people who will lead them into the next chapter is a woman who goes by the name Vulvatron. I love Gwar. She's an Amazonian goddess dressed in purple who shoots blood at the audience from her giant fake breasts.
When you say giant fake, you mean they're prosthetics or she's got implants?
I don't know.
It looks like both.
Yeah. I've seen pictures.
Of her?
Yeah.
She's wearing fake cans over her cans.
Yes.
And, I'm sorry, you know about this, Kenzie?
Yeah, I've seen gore. That's what they do. They shoot blood and other stuff on you. It's disgusting, but it's awesome.
It's like a heavy metal Gallagher.
That's exactly what it is.
Is that close?
No, you nailed it.
Totally.
Hand me the bottle.
Man, I wanted some. Anyway, Volvatron shares lead vocal duties with Blothar. Damn it. Volvatron shares lead vocal duties with Blothar, a new character played by Mike Bishop, who used to play in the band under the name Beefcake the Mighty. And in case you're wondering, this is not the first female to be in Gwar. Gwar used to have a female character in their stage show named Slyminster Hyman. I'll let you guess where her blood came from.
Wow.
Is it German?
I believe so. Maybe Eastern European.
Yeah, how much came out?
I didn't see any photos of Slyminster Hyman.
I guess it'd be kind of hard to catch her.
It would be difficult.
Maybe because obviously she's only going to play with them 1 week a month.
And maybe that's why
what was her name?
Well, Slyminster Hyman, that was the old chick in the show. But now,
what happened to her? They have to let her go? She went through menopause?
I must have. I'm sorry, you're no longer useful to us. You're far too dry.
Oh my God.
You stopped bleeding, you out of work.
You stopped bleeding, you might as well go join a real band. Work war.
Yeah, you ain't got no blood left in you. Why don't you go join the Rolling Stones? I don't, Kenzie, what is it about? Is it the show or is it their music? It can't be both, so don't say both.
It's the show, and the reason I wanted to see them was because of Bam Margera.
Who?
Bam Margera.
It's from Jackass.
What does he shoot out of me?
Nothing. He's like best friends with Gore. He like helps promote them.
But he performs.
Bam with them? No. What is he asking me?
He doesn't know who Bam Margera is.
Bam Margera is a skateboarder. He had a bunch of TV shows and he was on Jackass, the TV show.
So it is just the performance. You don't really care about their music.
No, I cannot stand the music. It's just the show.
I actually enjoy their covers on occasion. They can actually, because it's in Gwar style, they'll do something like, I don't know, Boys of Summer by Don Henley.
Carry on, Wayward Son.
Yeah, yes. We played some. I think I got rid of those, but let me see.
I think the one I'm thinking of is whatever it just said is the Kansas.
Yeah.
I don't think I.
I've got one of their songs in the system.
Who would play that? We don't play Gwar. And if we don't, nobody else in the Clear Channel, I'm sorry, I Heart Chain's going to play it.
Well, someone loaded it.
What's it called?
Sadama Gogo.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least we know it's not a remake. Do they have horns in the band or are these synths? Why? What'd they say?
There was an F word.
I wonder why they would be in the system if we can't play it. Exactly. Did I hit it fast enough?
I hope so. Mm-hmm.
Mm. I think you did. Maybe we should stick to Kansas.
Yeah, I don't know why you put that in a server. Because in this server for music, all the clearest channel stations in the country can access this.
Play from it, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't take. I'd take that out. Then I'd take out Highway to Hell while you're at it.
It might be more offensive.
Okay. All right, you want to have Kenzie make the... Alfie, what's the route you set up?
I set it up to where take a right from our studio, head down towards Mix, left towards Kiss, out into the lobby. Once you're in the lobby, take a left back to the...
So you're going
to
prop the doors open?
Yes, I've already got them set up.
Okay. And then through the lobby?
Through the lobby. Make a left through the lobby, through the double doors right in front of our new traffic department, friends. Take a left there, back down towards engineering.
So she's going to just run the halls?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Like, it's Kinsey. I got to explain.
Yeah, I guess you would. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes.
Go out that door. We'll help you with that part.
Okay.
But then you're on your own.
And at a certain point, you're going to be out of a view of Alfie, so you're going to have to remember to come back.
Okay. Back here? We're back there.
I didn't mention. Alfie here.
All right.
Take this wireless mic. Have you guys checked this?
Yes.
Okay. It comes up. Where does this come up on the console?
Number 2 on the Mackie.
Yeah. You know why? Because I don't have enough switches to mash already.
Perfect then.
Would you like me to leave the TriCaster on that shot?
On me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it on me.
Okay. Makes sense.
Check, check. That's not a bad wireless mic. What's the range on this?
This should go all the way out to the lobby.
So a few hundred feet? Mm-hmm. Oh, I was hoping like 20 miles.
No, just keep going, Kenzie. Just keep on going.
I was talking about taking it home.
Oh, never mind.
Oh.
All
right, there,
take that.
All
right. There's Mike. All right, Kenzie, go with him.
Mm-hmm. Dan, you're going to need to make sure the door stays propped open.
No problem.
Come back here.
How do you get that wrong?
I don't know, but I'm just glad I said it.
Yeah, because who knows where there is.
God, she'd end up in Frisco.
Alfie, you ready?
Ready.
All right. Shoot her loose.
All right. Go.
All right, she's off.
All right, she's gone. She's just passing the kiss studio. She's headed out to the lobby. She's headed out to the lobby. She's headed out to the lobby.
Okay, I got it.
She's in the lobby.
He's going to keep saying that.
She's making the left.
Okay.
All right, I lost sight of her.
How? That was quick.
Go out there and make sure he comes back.
I can hear her going. I hear her coming back around. She's coming back around. She's finally coming back around.
I wish she'd slow down.
I know.
All right, here she comes. Come on, Kenzie. You got this. Oh, my God. Oh, crap. Oh, she fell.
Bye. Close the door. Turn the lights off. Everett, shut that light off over there. Dan, let's go.
RussMartin.com.
See you guys Monday.
Later.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.